check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's DOCTOR Bob.com.
All right, and I welcome you back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Thank you for tuning into the program. And we're going to introduce you to our special guest in a little while here. You know, the other day I realized after hearing it in the news that the death count for COVID infections has now reached over 700,000 people. And when I heard that, I thought to myself, golly, that's rivaling heart disease these days. I mean, every year about that many people die from heart disease, about 700,000 people. And it kind of reminded me when I was going through my postgraduate training. I had already received my doctorate, but didn't know much about nutrition. I had nutrition going through my education to become a doctor, but it was not enough. It was like 60 hours, which is about 45 more than most doctors get in medical school. But I was reminded of the Korean War in this three-year postgraduate study that I enrolled in, realizing that I just needed to know more about clinical nutrition. And one of the instructors brought up the Korean War study of American servicemen. This occurred back in the 1950s, and the Korean soldier study examined the development of atherosclerosis in young American men who were killed while serving in the Korean War. And the researchers examined the coronary arteries for evidence and magnitude of a condition called atherosclerosis. Now, keep in mind that atherosclerosis, and you may have heard that word before, is a disease of the arteries that's characterized by the deposition or the clogging up of arteries with plaque, fatty material and other things that just sort of clog up the inner walls of the artery and eventually closes, and then circulation can't get through and it's lights out. I was reminded of this study just thinking about those numbers and remembering in this particular study called the Korean War Study of American Servicemen, that 300 brave soldiers from U.S. soldiers, most of whom were killed in action or accidentally, were autopsied when they arrived home in caskets. They were autopsied. They wanted to find out what was going on. So they did this study looking at their arteries. They were carefully dissected to better understand their heart health status at the time of death. And the average age ranged between 18 years of age to 48 years of age, with the mean age of about 22 years. So these were young men coming back from the war, the Korean War, who they decided to do a study on, 300 of them, measuring the extent of atherosclerosis or occlusion or blockage in their arteries. And they were considering whether they were, you know, closed, open. They were shocked at what they found in these young men coming back from war, because some of them had only been there for like 6 months, a year, 2 years, 4 years, but they weren't there very long. And I recall the professor who was teaching us these results of this Korean War study on American servicemen, that about 77% of their hearts, some evidence of atherosclerosis that was discovered. For the majority of cases, these young men had already started to develop atherosclerotic lesions. That's what was found in their heart circulation, becoming blocked already. And they thought, well, how does that work? How could war create blocked arteries in young men in their late teens, early 20s or 30s? How could that happen? And they eventually came to the conclusion, well, it wasn't war necessarily, because heart disease starts in childhood. That's when it begins, and then it starts to accelerate as we age. The Korean soldier study of American men was one of the first to examine the atherosclerotic development of young population, unique. And so they autopsied these soldiers and found that, and the same thing about 20 years later in the Vietnam war 20 years later suggested similar results. So the point I'm trying to make is this. Heart disease doesn't start the day or the week or the month or even the year before somebody has a heart attack. It's the number one killer of man. Women and men. You know, so what we need to learn from this is, well, a lot. We need to know what to eat. That's critical. How much exercise to get. That's critical. How we manage stress. What kind of lifestyles are we participating in? And how to leverage nutritional supplements to compensate for our lack of heart health education. And to that order, I've asked a special guest to join us because one person dies every 36 seconds in the United States from cardiovascular disease, and we lose 700,000 people. We've asked Wayne Elliott to join us. He's an environmentalist operating several companies in the recycling industry, and Wayne is a natural health advocate, and he promotes the use of something called Strauss products because of his personal success. He was a sufferer of silent heart disease. I'll let him tell you the story, and learning how to leverage those things in nature, he was able to save his own life, and that's why we asked him to be on the show today, because his story is so compelling, and it ties into this Korean War study that I just spoke about. Let's welcome Wayne Elliott back to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Good day to you, Wayne.
Hi, Dr. Bob. How are you today?
I'm doing good. So what did you think? You may have heard about that Korean War study where all these servicemen came back in their, you know, early 20s, and they found that they already had advanced heart disease. They couldn't figure it out. And finally, they decided, well, heart disease starts in childhood. And what are we doing to educate? Not a whole lot.
Yeah, yeah. And I just wonder, too, Dr. Bob, as well, with those soldiers, if stress wasn't a factor, as we all know, stress can kill in more ways than one, so I wonder if stress had anything to do with it. But there's no doubt, Dr. Bob, when I did myself the most harm was in my younger days. I was an athlete, football player. I loved milk. I just lived for milk and milkshakes and just drank insane amounts of them for years. Mm-hmm. Ever since I was born, really, I just drank milk and wouldn't eat much. And by the time I was in my mid-30s, I was already suffering angina symptoms. Jeez. Pinches in the chest, had an attack in my front yard, having a football catching contest at one of my son's birthday parties. And I had every angina symptom, you know, the night sweats, leg cramps, shortness of breath, the pinches in the chest, very low energy. Didn't know that I had anxiety until I didn't have it anymore. I hadn't realized that I had anxiety, yeah. some form of depression. And boy, it is hard to describe, Dr. Bob, how invigorating it feels as you increase your blood flow. It isn't something that we're used to hearing about, and our doctors certainly aren't used to hearing about them with the statin drugs that don't remove any plaque. They try to slow your clogging, I guess, with these statin drugs, but they don't remove so much as a grain of plaque. Mm-hmm. And boy, is it invigorating. I would say the biggest side effect with Strauss heart drops is the energy that you feel at some point. With me, it was about 5 or 6 weeks. Many other people say it's faster, but for me, it was about 5, 6 weeks, and the energy started to ramp up, and boy, did it ramp up from there. It was quite something, but it was at that point I realized that I had had anxiety and I no longer had it. I had a will to do things again, playing catch with the football, quarterbacking for both teams. I could do my job better, start to climb the ship's gangways and accommodation ladders. And so that was the big experience for me, was the energy and the loss of all those other things, those angina symptoms that I had. Yeah. Excuses for everyone except the night sweats. I couldn't figure that one out, you know. I couldn't have an excuse for that one.
Well, your hormone system was out of balance as well. Well, you had a perfect storm going on there, Wayne. Anxiety coupled with too much dairy food and an enzyme in dairy food called xanthioxidase, which is a known heart disease enzyme in pasteurized milk. We'll have more of this coming up. Stay with us.
You waiting for the right excuse, but you ain't for.
You happen to be tuned in to the largest radio health talk show in America, by far and away. And we thank you for that. because in large part you're responsible for it. Welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. This last week I was contemplating the level of deaths that occur related to heart disease, because once we moved past the 700,000 person threshold of COVID deaths in the United States, I thought, well, that number rings a bell. I went through my postgraduate training. It's a three-year additional training process after my doctorate to learn more about clinical nutrition. And one of the professors brought to our attention, the doctors that were in this program with me, the fact that in the Korean War and subsequently in the Vietnam War, after studying soldiers in their late teens and early 20s, average mean age of about 22, they came back from the war theater having died in war or accidentally died from something. They had advanced heart disease, many of them. And they finally traced it back to the fact that in growing up, they were exposed to, just like Wayne Elliott, the person we have on as a guest, he's a perfect example, they were exposed to dairy foods, high saturated fats in the diet, the standard American diet or the SAD diet. And Wayne brings up, he was a milkaholic. And little does he know, within pasteurized milk, you have this xanthia oxidase enzyme, which is pro-atherosclerosis. So here we have the dairy industry telling us to drink more milk, eat more cheese, because if you don't, you'll have zits and you won't get dates and you'll be ugly and you won't be cool and everybody's drinking milk like it's crazy. And we wonder why we have these health-related problems. So they determined that heart disease begins in childhood, basically, from a whole variety of factors, from genetics to lifestyle to the diet that we eat to the stress that we're under. So the question then becomes, well, how do we deal with this? How do we manage it? If it starts in childhood and then it ends in a heart attack at age 47 or angina, chest pain or something related to that, how do we deal with it? Well, we need to do a better job of educating the public, teaching them about diet, proper diet, exercise, lowering your stress, and leveraging that which is in nature in the form of foods and botanicals and herbs to help keep our bodies healthy when we can't always do the best thing. And Wayne Elliott, who's an expert in this area, a natural health advocate, found his way because he started to develop heart disease in an early age and stumbled upon something called Strauss Heart Drops, which is a combination of botanicals, powerful, well-known, well-established, science-based botanical herbs that help open up circulation and help to reverse the effects of heart disease. That is possible, but you got to have the whole package. You should exercise. You should lower your stress. You must eat properly, but know that also within nature and the innovation of Strauss Heart Drops is there waiting for. And if you want to learn more about it, you can. Their website, StraussNaturals.com. Strauss is spelled S-T-R-A-U-S-S, Naturals.com. Or simply pick up the telephone, reach out to them, and find out more about this amazing product called Strauss Heart Drops. Their phone number, toll-free, 866-478-2873. 866-478-2873 for Strauss Heart Drops. Let's get back to that conversation with Wayne Elliott. Well, it sounds, Wayne, like basically finding Strauss Heart Drops for you basically saved your life. Would that be fair to say that?
Oh, absolutely, Dr. Bob. And then, of course, changed my life and changed my parents' life. And then I was very fortunate to become Jim Strauss's good friend and his student for 6 or 7 years. He'd come to Ontario, live with me for a month at a time, usually twice a year, and we would travel around and talk to the wee hours. So it was quite a profound experience, really. And, you know, what I learned over the years, you mentioned pimples and so forth. It's a funny thing, Doc, that what we discovered was and learned was that acne and both acne and eczema psoriasis, milk was a real and dairy was a real nemesis there.
Mm-hmm.
If you quit the dairy, you'll watch the acne disappear and the eczema psoriasis as well. So it's really something. You're right. When I grew up, there was billboards all over the place. Drink a pint of milk a day. Nature's nearly perfect food. The billboards all said.
Yeah.
So I drank gallons of it, and the end result, it didn't work out for me, Doug. But, you know, the same thing with the other Strauss products. I mean, and Doc, they're safe. It's been 42 years commercially available. Not one complaint of harm or a serious side effect once. Not once to Health Canada, the FDA, or the Strauss Company. And because your satisfaction is guaranteed, I'd just like to quickly review, Dr. Bob, if you have cholesterol, if you have clogged arteries, if you've had open heart surgery, if you have diabetes, the Strauss Heart Drops, I urge you to try those. You can't go wrong. You're safe. And if you're not satisfied, you just get all your money back. If you have high blood pressure, the Strauss Heart Drops and the kidney blood pressure drops. Again, if you're not satisfied, if the blood pressure doesn't drop to where you want it, just get your refund. You must be satisfied. So many people are bothered with urinary tract infections, getting up through the night too many times to use the bathroom, having trouble controlling their bladder, Dr. Bob, or completely voiding their bladder. All of these issues is often bacteria in the bladder. Strauss has a bladder formula that is just effective as can be. It will work within a few days, but please, folks, with all these products, take the whole bottle. Finish the job. Take the whole bottle, even though you will see a difference in days on the bladder and the kidney products. Same with the prostate. And those three products, Dr. Bob, the prostate for men, the bladder for men and women, and the kidney blood pressure for men and women, all have one great antibiotic herb, being the golden seal root. They all have that herb in them. It's a fabulous, powerful herb for killing bacteria. And a very difficult, those are difficult parts of our body to get help and medicine to. So, once again, with all these products, you know, it's satisfaction guaranteed. You're safe, whether you're taking other pharma drugs or not. It's as different as food and drugs, Dr. Bob. There's no contraindications with any pharmacy.
Now, the feedback that I'm getting, Wayne, is that people like this because it comes in liquid form. Because when you say, okay, so here's how you optimize heart function to keep from getting sick by taking these heart drops from Strauss, and they go, okay, so is that liquid? Yeah, that's liquid. So the next thing would be, what's it taste like? Is it so gross that I'll be, like, falling on the floor? Or can you describe it?
Yeah, well, there's two flavors of the heart drops. One is cinnamon flavor, which I prefer after about 150 bottles of the original flavor. I'm not crazy about either flavor, Dr. Bob, but I'll tell you, they work, and I'll never stop taking them.
Well, that's what matters. When we're going to take a break and come back, our special guest, Wayne Elliott, talking about ways to leverage getting healthier using botanicals. I'm Dr. Bob Martin. Kind of reminds me of Wayne Elliott, who got the gift of health. He was dying of heart disease, didn't even know it, chest pain, couldn't function and perform in his earlier life, and discovered something called Strauss Heart Drops, a combination of botanical herbs, which have been used since time immemorial. Herbalists, botanical experts, doctors, and scientists determining that the combination of the various ingredients in the Strauss Heart Drops, which I have used these individual herbs, but never in this combination until I found out about Strauss Heart Drops. We're talking about the things that you'll see on the label, including mother's wort herb, cayenne pepper, bilberry, willow bark, hawthorn, golden seal, bilberry, mother's wort. I mean, it's all in there, safe, science-based liquidity of botanical herbs to help improve circulation and turn back the hands of time as it relates to the clogging up of arteries. And when you think about this, every year, over 800,000 Americans have a heart attack. About 600,000 of them, it's their first heart attack, and one in five heart attacks is silent. The damage is done, but the person is not even aware of it until the next time. Here's an opportunity to leverage what nature provides for us And the company Strauss Naturals has done a great job of putting this together based on the science that was heretofore in the botanicals and the use of it so many years. Wayne Elliott, a person who's benefited by it and is now teaching it to us so that you too can benefit. And if you want to find out more about Strauss Heart Drops, hit their website at straussnaturals.com. straussnaturals.com, or pick up the telephone, call them toll free, learn more about it, see if it's for you. Their toll free number, 866-478-2873, 866-478-2873, or straussnaturals.com. Let's go back to the conversation with Wayne Elliott here related to this Strauss Heart Drops, particularly since we're talking about heart disease. But there are other formulations that they have in their line, as he has pointed out, for bladder, prostate, kidney issues too as well. Now, how long, if somebody starts taking Strauss Heart Drops, Wayne, is it a period of time that somebody can expect to see a difference in their circulation and their energy, the way that they feel, the way that they can exercise?
Yeah, absolutely, Dr. Bob. I'd have to say that diabetics, folks with serious diabetes, probably recognize things happening the fastest. Pain in their feet and so forth. They would probably notice it the fastest. There is one thing about it that I'll say, regardless of how long it takes you, we're all like snowflakes. We're all different. We're different ages, different states of condition. But I will say this, it is unmistakable. You will know, and you won't need any tests or numbers to tell you that you're feeling better and you're feeling a lot more energy. You won't need anything. You will know yourself. There's no question about that, Dr. Bob. It's just that invigorating. You can't help but to notice. And it's then that you'll notice some other things that if you've been suffering that you may not be anymore either. You may be sleeping better. Headaches, various things, you know, blood flow being the most important body function. You just don't know all the benefits that you'll get. You could have had small blockage. First thing that happened to me was the hearing returned to my left ear after 2 weeks. I didn't know it had anything to do with plaque or cholesterol. Never dreamt that it did. And that was the first thing that happened. So with the other formulas, the prostate, the kidney, the bladder, most people will notice something within 1 week. You won't go to the bathroom as often. You'll notice something within a week. But as I say, do the complete job and take the entire bottle, of course, and suffer no more. If you're getting up through the night too many times to the bathroom, well, some people don't get back to sleep that well, like my mother didn't. And so that's a very annoying thing to have happen when you don't get enough sleep. But these products are tried and true. No complaints, no serious side effects ever to anyone, no harm ever done. And if you're not satisfied, Dr. Bob, you simply get a refund. So there's no going wrong here. The returns they get, I know, are very, very few. But you don't need a reason. If you're not satisfied, you do get your money back. And but they are so effective. That's why there's so very few returns. And I've seen so many people change their life, Dr. Bob, and be happy again and not aggravated with these things. Certainly the serious, the heart conditions, the serious diabetes, hypertension, these are all killers. And these products do just such a fine job. And painlessly, Dr. Bob, it's painless. Mm-hmm. Not like open heart surgery or any of these other treatments. It's not invasive. They're liquids. They work fast. And the only side effects, you may have the detoxing effects, of course. The toxins have to come out of us somehow. So it's usually in the washroom that happens. And the other good thing is the average person loses 5 to 10 pounds, Dr. Bob, and it's the only way to lose it. You can't
That would be like the benefit of all benefits is, oh, look what happened in addition to my circulation improving. We're talking about Strauss products, Strauss Heart Drops. They've got one for bladder, kidney, prostate. Their website, straussnaturals.com, or call 866-478-2873. We'll be right back. I just want to feel this moment. Oh, 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 oh.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
Okay, so you're encouraged to stick around because coming up next hour, we're going to be talking about a growing list of vaccinated musicians that are canceling concerts everywhere. What's up with all the fully vaccinated musicians having to cancel concerts even though they were fully vaccinated? The live music industry bounced back this summer, giving way to a rebirth of venues long shuttered by the pandemic. But studies have shown that COVID-19 vaccines, including those manufactured by Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson, have not panned out so well for many musicians getting COVID, and they're canceling concerts everywhere. We're going to be talking about that next hour. Also, we'll discuss teachers. Teachers are not, I repeat, not at a higher risk of COVID infections. We'll get into that, plus this week's installments of the health alternative, outrage, the product recall, and the health mystery of the week. Our special guest, Wayne Elliott, is with us. He came back from a near disaster with heart-related problems early in his life. Now he is a man on a mission to help others do the same, because we know heart disease begins in childhood, not at 42 or 37 or 58 when you have your first heart attack. In fact, most people will go to their doctors year after year after year, get a clean bill of health, and then 6 months later, bam, dead with a heart attack, or having diagnosed as 90% clogged and need to have replumbing or some stent put in their chest. Here we have in nature the process by using a set of liquid botanicals in a formula called Strauss Heart Drops that have all these wonderful botanicals that have been used historically to help open up circulation, get rid of plaque and help with cholesterol and all kinds of metabolic improvements. People are benefiting by it, and so can you. Find out more about it on their website at StraussNaturals.com, or pick up the telephone and call them toll free to learn more. Your satisfaction is guaranteed, no hassle. You get your money back if you're not happy. It's safe and effective. That's what matters. 866-478-2873. 866-478-2873 or StraussNaturals.com. Wayne Elliott, we have just about enough time to say goodbye to you. We appreciate you dropping in this week. I was thinking about you this last week as I recalled the Korean War study, where we had soldiers coming back showing they had atherosclerotic plaque that had formed since they were children. No wonder heart disease is the number one killer, because most of the time we don't even know it's existing when it's percolating through the body, and yet we should become better educated so we know something as to how to prevent it in the future. Wayne, have a good rest of the day and the weekend, and we look forward to speaking with you real soon, sir.
Thanks, Dr. Bob. You as well. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Take care, sir. All right. Don't go anywhere. Next hour, the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We're going to open up the phone lines. If you can't get the next hour, roll over to my website, live streaming audio at drbob.com.